Lynn, where are you, Lynn?
Lynn, I'm here.
Yes, Lynn, what do you want to say, Lynn? You're here.
I heard you yesterday talking about ice cream vans.
Ice cream vans yesterday, Lynn?
Yeah. My dad used to be an ice cream van.
Ah.
A driver, even.
Yeah, okay.
And my mum was heavily pregnant with me.
Yeah.
And she went into labour about midnight.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not going to say... Oh, carry on, go on.
All right. Yeah. Ice cream vans aren't allowed on the road after a certain time at night.
You're kidding?
No.
Are they?
No.
I think it's
about 9 o'clock.
This Costas Gavras. No, this is an entire film here, I think. So anyway, carry on, yeah, yeah.
My dad got my mum into the ice cream van because it's the only vehicle we had.
Yeah, I like that.
And while they were driving to the hospital, my mum had a contraction and kicked the jingle box and set the jingles off.
At what time of night was this?
About 12:30.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he got stopped by the police.
I'd imagine he would.
Yes. And the police asked him what he thought he was playing at, being out at that time with the jingles on.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't give you a ticket, did they? Even though your mum was in labour at the time. I mean, I wouldn't put it past.
They didn't.
Well, they actually asked, what do you think you're doing? Yeah. And he said, look, you know, my wife's pregnant heavily. And she's in labour, I've got to get her to the hospital.
So the
sirens went on the police car and said, right, follow us.
Now competing with the ice cream man.
Yes.
And obviously, Eric Morgan is standing on the side of the road saying, well, I'll never sell any ice cream again at that speed. Yes.
So we've got a police car with the sirens going, an ice cream van with the sirens going, and a motorbike behind them thinking what's going on.
And this is how you came into the world.
And I actually, they only just got me into the hospital in time. I was nearly born in an ice cream van.
That is a superb.
And there must be, what was the tune? There must be an apposite tune.
What is your...
Well, it was the old Mr. Whippy tune. I'm not sure what it was.
Oh, no. We've got 4 minutes on the air. If we had longer, somebody would tell us.
That's the topper of all ice cream
vans. Isn't it really good?
Yeah, and of course you've told this story many times over the years. But,
oh, yes.
A superb story. If anyone out there in the next 4.5 minutes can come through with that.
If anybody had twins in an ice cream van, that would be the only thing.
Otherwise, people who were walking along ranking their merry way home from the pub that night and saw what they believed to be an ice cream van with outriders.
But they thought it was a diplomatic ice cream van.
Mr. Whippy himself. Wow, he travels by night like nuclear waste. What?
I can just perfectly imagine someone saying, you know, could I have a couple of cornettos, please?
Old Eric Morecambe,
or obviously comedy drunk sitting on the floor with bottle of wine, looks at it.